How Dark the Beginning by Maggie Smith, published in Poetry 2020, sent to my inbox by Vive Griffiths this week in the Poetry Box newsletter. All we ever talk of is light. Let there be light. There was light then, good light. But what I consider dawn is darker than all that. So many hours between the day receding and what we recognize as morning, the sun cresting like a wave that won't break over us, as if light were protective, as if no hearts were flayed, no bodies broken on a day like today. In any film, the sunrise tells us everything will be all right. Danger wouldn't dare show up now, dragging its shadow across the screen. We talk so much of light. Please let me speak on behalf of the good dark. Let us talk more of how dark the beginning of a day is. A wiser Courtney may have saved this poem for daylight savings time ending. Only just realizing that now, that would have been a very appropriate poem for switching back to standard time, but here we are. I'm reading you a poem about the importance of darkness and how there can be good dark. I found some good dark this year in some awful, horrifying dark. I'm grateful that Maggie Smith is able to put a name onto what good dark can be, that hearts can be flayed, that bodies can be broken, and that danger can and does show up, regardless of whether there is light in our space, in our time, or not. I don't know where I'm going with this. This was sent via Vive Griffiths' newsletter last night, and I just absolutely loved it and was like, yeah, I'll read some Maggie Smith to you wonderful people today. And here we are. Thanks for being here. I really appreciate it, especially on these mornings when I realized that I could have saved this poem for a different time and a different place, and maybe it would have been better then, or maybe it wouldn't have. I'm overthinking things, as I do oh so very well. And it is time for you and I to put on our SPF and to drink our water, especially me, calling me out on having water drinking struggles lately. Sometimes it's just hard. I'm with you on that. We gotta try anyway. Please be kind to yourself and please be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes for this quiet morning with not a whole lot to say. Grateful that you're here anyway. Grateful that you're here always. I love you all so terribly much. And I will talk to you tomorrow for whatever our new Friday series is going to be. I don't know yet. I'll probably take some time tonight figuring that out. Or I won't. And I'll surprise both of us. All of us? I don't know. If you're listening, thank you. I love you. Bye.